The Southern Poverty Law Center is reporting a spike in hate crimes since Donald Trump's election. And lower-level harassment is up, too. Earlier this week, Amy Castellan was waiting in line at the U.S. Bank in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood, and she had to decide what to do when another customer started to yell at a teller.
This gentleman was asking the teller for some documents. He wanted him to print something out for him, and the teller said, "I'm really sorry, sir, but I'm not authorized to do that." And this man proceeded to yell, "That's bullshit. Go back to where you came from." I spoke up in a loud voice and I said, "That's unacceptable." And I was scared that he would do something to me, that he would come after me or yell at me. But it didn't really cross my mind to not say anything, because I feel like there's been something shifting in our community and in our nation. And I didn't want him to feel that he had any license to treat other people that way. The teller didn't have a lot of options in what he could say. It's part of their job to be kind and courteous. And at that point, the manager of the bank came over and said to the man, "Why don't you come over here to the lobby and I'll see if I can help you." The man went over to the lobby for a little bit and then he ended up leaving. So I left the bank after this happened and I was shaken up and I wanted to do something to show kindness to that bank teller. So I went and I hoped that he liked coffee like any true Seattleite and got him a mocha and brought it back to the bank. And I think he was glad to have it acknowledged. And then I went on my way.
That's Amy Castellan telling her story of giving after observing hate speech in Seattle.